Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Predators taking on the Dallas Stars tonight at Bridgestone Arena, going for 7 wins in a row. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote. Dan, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Well, doing great, man. Just ready to get back at it.
I bet you are. And obviously, we talked a lot about your team this week, going for 7 wins in a row tonight. Dan, from your vantage point, watching this group battle through everything they've had to battle through from an injury standpoint and really turning this season around, how have you guys, from your vantage point, been able to do this? What stood out to you about this winning streak?
Well, I think, you know, the team game has really come a long way, you know, from the beginning of the season. I think, you know, our physical play, like, for instance, we keep stats on, you know, on kind of the takes no talent type stuff that the players are, that any player can do. And against Dallas, we had 66 hits, and that's a crazy number. And the number that we keep track of, it's not necessarily something that, you know, the NHL is going to break down. But my point is, when you have 66 hits and these are coming from every single player on the team, it's an investment. Then by the third period, we're wearing, you know, we wear teams down that way. It's an investment that we make and why we've been such a good third period team. But anyway, and to make it the long story even longer, our team game has really come together with all the guys pulling on the rope the same way. And it's been fun, so much fun to be a part of.
So, Dan, what else in that? Do you have other stats in there that would not be found on a box score, effort-related stats that you can share with us?
Well, I mean, we had 16 blocks, you know, 24 takeaways. You know, our 50-50, we were 65% in our 50-50 battles, which is a large number as well. And basically it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's just telltale of what kind of effort you're getting on a night to night basis. And that sheet has been great for us during this stretch, you know, and so it's getting the guys to understand that these things are an investment in our success. And in the beginning of the season, we weren't getting wins and we were getting the effort. And so it was kind of a harder sell. You know, and now this hard work is paying off in wins and pucks in the net and, you know, and good things. So it's a lot easier to sell, but they've seen the success. So they're fully bought in now. And it's, like I said, it's just a fun game to watch.
Yeah. Cause that was going to be my next question. It was, were these, you know, these numbers way down earlier, but apparently not. So it's been pretty consistent in that way in the effort related things.
Yeah, it has been, you know, it hasn't been across the board like it is now. You know, you'd get three quarters of the team playing and then, you know, some nights you get a full effort, but it just wouldn't, you know, go our way or whatever. But you know, over the last probably 15, 20 games, it's been really good effort across the board. You know, you don't always get the wins and you don't always get the bounces, but when you're keeping track of these types of things and the numbers are good, then you know that at least you're getting the type of effort you need to win in this league.
Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Dan, we've talked the last couple of days about the forecheck and how relentless it's been with your group. And Matt Duchene kind of broke that down a little bit for us yesterday here on the show. You don't have to get into, you know, the specific X's and O's of exactly what you guys are doing out there, but from your vantage point, when the forecheck is at its best, what's working really well with this forward group from your standpoint there?
Well, we're surprisingly physical. Yeah, and I don't mean surprisingly that these players, but we're not a big unit up front, you know, compared to some of the teams in our division. But we're tenacious and we're mean and we're physical. And you know, that what happens, like I said, you know, you get 20 hits in the first, 20 hits in the second. By the third, you know, D don't want to go back for that puck anymore. They just want, they'll either say, hey, go ahead, you can have it first touch, or they're just getting rid of it a little bit quicker. And maybe they're not making the, you know, the clean play anymore. And now we're able to establish an offensive zone attack because things just didn't connect for them. And usually they don't connect for them because of the commitment that we made in the first and the second to play that style, you know. And our guys are heavy over pucks. You know, you watch our fourth line, whenever they get control of the puck, it's at some point it's going to find its way to the net, you know. And the same, you could say that with every line lately. So, you know, it kind of builds on that. You know, Cunning coming back in the lineup, I think he had like 8 or 9 hits last game, you know, and he's a physical force, which makes room for Granlund and makes room for Yarncroc. And, you know, and there's kind of a cumulative effect of the more physical and the harder you play and the harder you are to play against, you know, the better the team will do as the game wears on.
So, Dan, with some of these young guys, a part of what you're talking about there, but a lot of them really coming on beyond Tolvanen, do you think that has had a positive effect on some of the veterans too? A little bit of, you know, follow the lead of the kids, or even a little bit of like, hey, if I want to be in this lineup, I need to lay some more hits on people and things like that.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they've got a ton of energy. You can feel it in the locker room. You can feel it on the bench. Obviously, you can see it on the ice. The young guys have done a great job stepping in, you know, when asked. This is the type of season where if you weren't deep, if you didn't have good young prospects coming into your lineup, courtesy of injury, you would fall by the wayside. And, you know, so we've been very fortunate to have a deep stable of good hockey players because they've all played. I mean, I don't think there's anyone that's ever come up in the taxi squad that hasn't played. So, and that hasn't done well when they've played. So, you know, that's been a huge boost for us because you get new energy, you get new life. I mean, this season with playing basically every other day, it could get really stagnant if you didn't have a team that really liked each other and didn't have good energy, but we have that here. So we've been really fortunate and the young guys have been a huge part of that.
Dan, obviously a young guy that has been a huge part of that on the score sheet has been Elli Tolvanen on a 6-game point streak right now, had the game winner the other night in overtime. I think just watching him for the last few years, we've always known about the offensive ability and the shot that he has, and that continues to shine through here. But I've been pretty blown away about his play away from the puck, how physical he's been, his play in the defensive zone. When you look at Tolvanen and his all-around game, are we witnessing potentially the start of something very special here in Nashville with his game overall?
Yeah, I mean, depending on your definition of special, he's been a huge surprise for me in the style of play. You know, I always knew he was skilled and I knew he had a great shot, but I had no idea he was so physical. I had no idea he was so responsible. And you know, he's kind of one of those players where you're like, how does the puck always end up bouncing to this guy? And how does this puck follow this kid around the ice? But it's because he thinks the game at a really good level. So he's predicting. And so what seems like luck is usually just him being really smart and kind of understanding where the puck is probably going to go. And then half the time it does. And so I've been really surprised, I guess you'd say, with how well-rounded of a player he is and has become. Like, I mean, he had, I think, I'm just looking at the sheet, he had 9 hits, you know, against Dallas. And, yeah, he scores the game winner, you know, and he makes the play on the power play, and he has some, you know, some other good plays throughout the game. But he wears you, he gets you on a bunch of different ways. He's, you know, he's going to finish, he's going to hip, he had a hip check the other day in the middle of the ice, which
oh, yeah,
was awesome. And, you know, but no one expects that from a guy like him. And then all of a sudden he's a heavy hitter. So it's been great, you know, but just kind of watching his evolution this year.
Predators assistant coach Dan Hynote has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexor. Dan, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning and good luck tonight against the Dallas Stars.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dan Hynote, our guest here on Robbie and Rexor, the Predators going for 7 wins in a row tonight against the Dallas Stars. And it is interesting to think about, you know, the different stats that they keep up with that don't find their way into your average box score, and kind of highlighting there, I mean, 66 hits, how they tracked it the other night, how physical the Predators have been. And you don't think of Elli Tolvanen as a guy that's all that physical, but he's been throwing his weight around a little bit as of late. Good all-around game from Elli Tolvanen. The offense getting the attention right now, deservedly so. But like I told Dan, I've been blown away with how good he's been in other aspects of the game as well.
Yeah, and when you have the skilled guy who makes plays like that, kind of like young guys, can like we talked about with them, I think young guys can sometimes get that energy going and also maybe give a little kick to the veterans in the butt, like, hey,
yeah,
young guy's coming for your job. But also when the skilled guys lay hits on people, that's infectious too.
When we come back, we will switch gears and look ahead at the Final Four coming up this weekend in the world of college basketball. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.